Episode 18 Thor, the Thunder God and Protector of Midgard. Among the many figures in Norse mythology, few are as widely recognized as Thor, the God of Thunder. With his mighty hammer, Mjolnir, and his unshakable loyalty to the gods and to humankind, Thor has become one of the central heroes of the Norse pantheon. His legends capture the fierce battles of gods and giants, but they also reveal the values of courage, protection, and resilience that resonated deeply with the Viking people. Thor was the son of Odin, the Allfather, and the Earth goddess Jord. Unlike his father, who was wise, cunning, and often distant, Thor was direct and straightforward. He was the warrior god, known for his immense strength, fiery temper, and unwavering determination. The Vikings looked to Thor as their champion, the one who defended both Asgard, the realm of the gods, and Midgard, the realm of humanity, from the constant threat of giants and monsters. At the center of Thor's power was his hammer, Mjolnir. Forged by dwarven smiths, it was no ordinary weapon. With it, Thor could summon lightning and thunder, crush mountains, and strike down his enemies with devastating force. Mjolnir was also a symbol of protection and blessing. Viking chieftains and warriors wore miniature hammers as amulets, believing they would grant strength and ward off evil. Even in sacred ceremonies, such as weddings, Mjolnir was invoked to sanctify and protect the union. Thor's myths often portray him as a relentless defender of the gods. One of the most famous tales describes his battle with the world serpent, Jormungandr. This monstrous serpent, destined to play a key role in Ragnarok, the end of the world, was Thor's ultimate foe. The two met once during a fishing trip, when Thor tried to pull the serpent from the depths of the ocean. Though he nearly succeeded, the serpent escaped, setting the stage for their final encounter at Ragnarok, where both would destroy each other in an epic clash. Not all of Thor's stories are grim battles. Many myths show his hot temper and impulsiveness leading to humorous situations. In one tale, when the giants stole his hammer, Thor disguised himself as the goddess Freya to infiltrate their stronghold. Though the image of the thunder god dressed as a bride may have seemed absurd, the plan worked. Thor reclaimed Mjolnir and unleashed his fury on the giants. These stories reminded the Vikings that even the mightiest god could be clever, resourceful, and sometimes laughably human. Thor's role extended beyond warfare. He was also seen as a protector of farmers, fishermen, and ordinary people. Thunderstorms, with their booming sounds and flashes of lightning, were believed to be the sound of Thor riding his chariot across the sky, drawn by two goats, Tangrisnir and Tangjastr. For the Vikings, these storms were not only fearsome displays of nature's power but also comforting signs that Thor was watching over them. Ultimately, Thor's story culminates at Ragnarok, the apocalyptic battle between gods and giants. Knowing his fate, Thor still fights with unmatched bravery. He slays Jormungandr, the serpent that encircles the world, but dies from its venom shortly after. His death represents both sacrifice and renewal, for from the ashes of Ragnarok, a new world is destined to rise. Thor's legacy stretches far beyond Norse mythology. His name lives on in Thursday, literally, Thor's Day, and his hammer remains a powerful symbol of strength and protection. Today, he has been reimagined in popular culture, most notably in comic books and films, where his character still embodies the themes of heroism, loyalty, and resilience. What makes Thor such a compelling figure is his balance of might and humanity. He is a warrior god who faces unimaginable threats, yet his struggles, temper, and moments of humor make him relatable. For the Vikings, Thor was more than a god. He was a guardian, a friend to humankind, and a reminder that courage in the face of chaos is one of the greatest virtues of all.